This is pitcher Mark Appel, and you're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
8:53 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs fly to a walk-off 3-2 victory over the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Wow, what a game. This is your happy recap for Game 1 of the doubleheader between the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Pigs win it 3-2. This is the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show. Sam Mines with you here in the studio. In between show, I should say, actually getting you set and ready for the 9:15 Game 2 first pitch. And, well, I believe it was Rocky Balboa who once said, "I didn't hear no bell. I didn't hear no bell." One more round, and the Pigs stay alive with a victory against the Rail Riders. The Cardiac Pigs, maybe literally in that one. Check the pulses of everybody at the stadium. What a finish. What a game. That was the type of unbelievable game that we never would have expected this season to have to come down to in mid-May. But boy, the Pigs really, really gave us a thriller in Game 1 of this doubleheader. Liebrandt, well, he was everything that we expected out of him again today. Top of the first inning, he flew through. He got Tyler Wade down swinging on strike three. Donovan Solano down swinging on strike three and got G-Man Choi to pop up. But Ronald Herrera, just as advertised as well. We knew this was going to be a pitcher's duel. Herrera put the Pigs down 1-2-3 in the first inning. He got Odubel Herrera, a little Herrera to Herrera connection there, to fly out. Scott Kingery struck out swinging, and J.P. Crawford flew out as well. Top of the second inning, Liebrandt picked up right where he left off, getting the Rail Riders down 1-2-3. Dylan Cousins worked himself a two-out walk in the second inning, bottom of the second inning, but Angelo Mora's ground out to second base ended that threat. Through two at Coca-Cola Park, there was no score. Top of the third inning, after Mason Williams flew out and Francisco Diaz grounded out to Brock Stassi at first, Jonathan Diaz came to the plate.
As good of a player right now as they have. Now the pitch here is swung on and drilled in the air, left field deep. Back is pulling. That ball is gone. Jonathan Diaz. He hits it into the pig pen in left, just over the wall for his second home run of the year, and the Rail Riders go up 1-0.
A slight blip on the radar for Liebrandt after getting the first two outs, surrendering the home runs to Jonathan Diaz. It was 1-0 Riders. But after that, Tyler Wade singled, and then Donovan Solano came to the plate.
Pitcher swung on, stung out left center field towards the gap. That one's going to split the fenders as it drops down and rolls to the warning track. Wade can fly. He's around third. The relay throw is cut off. He's going to score without a throw. It's a two-out RBI double by Donovan Solano. And just like that, with two outs and nobody on, it's now 2-0 Rail Riders.
A little bit of the air let out of the balloon for the Iron Pigs in that third inning, but just 2-0, and then Liebrandt struck out G-Man Choi to end the third. So we head to the bottom of the third inning. Pigs down 2. Andrew Pullen grounded out to second base to lead off the inning, but Logan Moore then worked a walk. Odubel Herrera hit into what should have been a inning-ending double play, but an E4 on Donovan Solano on the throw allowed both runners to reach. Scott Kingery then took one for the team, getting hit by the pitch to load the bases. Then, with J.P. Crawford at the plate, this happened.
Bases loaded, the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, Diaz. Everybody's going to move up. Down from third to score is Moore. We've got a 2-1 game on the wild pitch here from Ronald Herrera.
And just like that, the Pigs had gotten one back. Wouldn't even need a hit to tie the game. J.P. Crawford still at the plate.
Herrera on third, Kingery on second, both fly. Here's the 2-2 pitch swung on, hit in the air, left field, and it's shallow. We'll see if they try Herrera. Catch is made by Wade. Here comes El Torito. Throw is strong. It's on line. Tag applied. Got him.
Tyler Wade, what an inning for him. scoring in the top of the third, throwing out a runner, Odubel Herrera, trying to score in the bottom of the third. Double play erased the Pigs in the bottom of the third, but they got one back. It was now 2-1. Top of the fourth inning, after allowing a leadoff walk to Miguel Andujar, Brandon Liebrandt, as Matt Province very eloquently put it, had a popcorn end of the inning. He got Billy McKinney to pop up, Jake Cave to pop up, and Mason Williams to pop up. I believe he called that the Orville Redenbacher special. Pigs were through 3.5, trying to take a lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, but Ronald Herrera bounced back to get the Pigs 1-2-3. Top of the fifth inning, Liebrandt allowed a two-out single to the pesky Tyler Wade, but got Donovan Solano to fly out to end the top of the fifth. In the bottom of the fifth, Angelo Mora led off the inning with a ground out to Jonathan Diaz, down 6-3. And then, with the Pigs still not having a hit in this game, Andrew Pullen strolled to the plate.
Now the pitcher swung on and drilled high in the air, right field. Cave is back. He's looking up. That ball is gone. We're tied on a big home run. Andrew Pullen pulls one over the wall.
No hitter gone. Shutout gone. Lead gone. All on the bat of Andrew Pullen. A solo home run to tie the game at 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And what essentially would be the bottom of the seventh inning, because it's only a seven-inning game here in a doubleheader. So that would have been like the seventh inning in a regular nine-inning game. Following the Pullen home run, they lifted Ronald Herrera from the game for Jonathan Holder. Holder then immediately gave up a base hit to Logan Moore. He got Odubel Herrera to pop up. Kingery singled, and then Crawford walked to load the bases for Brock Stassi.
Bases loaded, two outs. They're all off. Pitches a called third strike. He pulled the string with a beautiful bender.
It was a great, great breaking ball to freeze Brock Stassi. But the Pigs, they got back into the game. It was now 2-2. On to the top of the sixth inning. Couple of pop-ups back-to-back for Liebrandt of G-Man Choi and Miguel Andujar. But Billy McKinney doubled, and that ended the day for Liebrandt. Liebrandt was taken out of the game, and Pat Venditti was brought in. And with Venditti up on the mound and Jake Cave at the plate with a runner in scoring position and two outs, Venditti tried to get the Pigs out of the top of the sixth.
And here's the payoff pitch and a swing and a missed strike three.
Venditti doing what Venditti did best, getting the Pigs out of trouble, pitching beautifully. And through the top of the sixth, the score remained 2-2. Bottom of the sixth, Pigs got a one-out walk from Dylan Cousins. He would reach second after a ground out from Angelo Mora, but nothing else doing. On to the top of the seventh inning. Mason Williams led it off with a beautiful bunt single to reach first base, despite what was also almost an awesome play made by Pat Venditti. Francisco Diaz bunted him over, and then Jonathan Diaz strolled to the plate with a runner in scoring position and one out.
Runner off second, pitch is swung on a ground ball, shot right side, a diving stop by Stassi. He's going to get up and shovel over, and it is in time. Just ahead of the slide by Diaz. Brock Stassi just saved the day for the time being with an unbelievable play to his right.
Brock Stassi made a great play, and the very next batter was Tyler Wade.
Runner leads off third, pitch, he struck him out swinging. He got him. Fastball away. 83 located beautifully, and he strands a go-ahead runner 90 feet away to preserve a 2-2 tie.
That meant the Pigs had an opportunity to walk it off in the bottom of the seventh inning. Logan Moore was the leadoff batter, and he flew out. But El Torito, Odubel Herrera singled, Scott Kingery singled, and that brought J.P. Crawford to the plate. This is your turning point of the game.
Two on, one out. It'll be a 2-2 by Cachot. Crawford awaits pitch. Swung on and ripped down the left field line. Fair, the game is over. It is a fair ball. It's into the corner. Herrera is going to score, and J.P. Crawford has provided a game winner.
J.P., see ya in, well, like a half an hour. J.P. Crawford walks it off for the Iron Pigs as they win it in the bottom of the seventh inning in a, I don't even know, how would you describe that? A showstopper. It's just an incredible game. What a win for the Iron Pigs in game one of a must-have doubleheader. Pigs fly 3-2 over the Rail Riders. For the Pigs, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Rail Riders, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. The Rail Riders, 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. You can thank Pat Venditti and Brock Stassi for most of that. For the Iron Pigs, 1-for-4. You can thank J.P. Crawford for that. With runners in scoring position, they left 6 on base. Ronald Herrera, 4 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, 1 home run. That was to Andrew Pullen. Jonathan Holder, 1 2/3, 2 hits, 2 walks, a strikeout. And Cole Kershaw, he got the loss, 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 1 earned run. Lee Brandt, a no decision, 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And Pat Venditti gets his 9th win of the year. 1 1/3, 1 hit, and 2 strikeouts. A wonderful performance for the ambidextrous hurler for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Time of the game, 2 hours and 9 minutes. There was an hour rain delay beforehand out of Coca-Cola Park. That is your game one highlights.